Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in Revelation chapter 18. We've looked at the first, five verses, I think, and it's talking about Babylon. So let me quickly read these five verses to remind us of the context. And remember this, repetition is at the heart of learning and retention. And every time you read the scripture, you'll see more and more and more, particularly if you ask the Spirit to give you that revelation and understanding. So verse 1 says this, "After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illumined with his glory. And he cried out with a mighty voice, saying, 'Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a dwelling place of demons and a prison of every unclean spirit and a prison of every unclean and hateful bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the passion of her immorality. And the kings of the earth have committed acts of immorality with her. And the merchants of the earth have become rich by the wealth of her sensuality.' I heard another voice from heaven saying, 'Come out of her, my people, so that you will not participate in her sins and receive of her plagues. For her sins have piled up as high as heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities.'" So you see what the big picture is. Babylon the Great is fallen. He's seeing this. The angel's declaring that this is what's about to occur. Why? Because of the evil that she's done, of her passions. Remember that word passions spoke of the wrath that God's going to be pouring forth, okay? But it's the idea that she's immoral in all the things that she does, okay? She functions within power. Watch this. He's saying the nations are drunk on her wine. The kings of the earth have committed immorality with her, and the merchants have become rich. That's what's happened. Another voice says, "Hey, my people, come out of her. Don't participate in her sins. Don't receive of her plagues." Why? Because her sins have piled up and God is remembering her iniquities. Now, verse 6, we press on. "Pay her back even as she has paid, and give back to her double according to her deeds. In the cup which she has mixed, mix twice as much for her." And so in verse 6 right here, you see a doubling down of the even the way that it's expressed within the language. Pay her back even as she has paid. Okay. In other words, bring forth upon her the judgment for her iniquities according to her iniquities. But then it said this, "and give back to her double." Well, that word "give back" actually means double. So it's literally saying this, double back double according to her deeds. Double back, double according to her deeds. Yeah, double down on it. Exactly. That's what that means. And then it said, "in the cup which she has mixed, mix twice as much for her." So the iniquity, the sin, the evil that she's done, if it's contained within the cup, then the judgment upon her iniquities is going to be double as much as that. Then verse 7, "to the degree which she has glorified herself and lived sensuously." Remember that word sensuously right there means luxuriously. In the way that she's done this, "to the same degree, give her torment and mourning. For she says in her heart, 'I sit as a queen and am not a widow, and will never see mourning.'" So what is she saying in her heart? She's saying, "I am a queen. I am sitting here. This is what Babylon is saying. I'm a queen and I'm not a widow." And in other words, I've got all these folks who gather about me, the nations, the merchants, the kings, and I will never see mourning. There's actually foreshadows of this within the Old Testament. This sitting as a queen and not as a widow thing. Isaiah 47:7 says this, "Yet you said, 'I will be a queen forever.' These things you did not consider, nor remember the outcome of them." Yeah. Now, we don't know the immediate context of these things, but you see the principle. Zephaniah says something about this. Zephaniah 2:15 says this, This is the exultant city, which dwells securely, who says in her heart, I am, and there is no one besides me. How she has become a desolation, a resting place for beasts. Everyone who passes by her will hiss and wave his hand in contempt. So he's saying, to the same degree that she has glorified herself, to the same degree that she has lived luxuriously and sensuously, to the same degree that she's declared that she's the queen and that she's not a widow, to the same degree that she said, I will never see mourning, to the same degree, give her torment and give her mourning. Boy, if you think God is not serious about bringing forth judgment and righteous judgment upon evil, then you need to think again. A lot of times we're sort of distressed and distracted because we don't think we've seen what we think we want to see when we want to see it, rather than trusting in God. Verse 8 gives us a little start of a conclusion here. For this reason, in one day, her plagues will come. Pestilence and mourning and famine. That word pestilence literally means death. So death and mourning and famine. And she will be burned up with fire. For the Lord God who judges her is strong. So don't lose sight of the big picture right here. The Lord is going to judge. He's going to judge righteously. He's going to judge with power, because it says here, the Lord God who judges her is strong. The Babylon, whether it is a city, whether it is a world system, whether it's an economic system, whether it's a religious system, whether it's all four of those, plus some things I haven't thought of off the top of my head here, whatever it is, God is going to judge. And then we see here, though, why he's going to judge. Beginning in verse 8, for this reason, for the reason that she glorified herself, that she's lived this way, that she sits as the queen, that she will never see mourning. And remember what we've seen so far about all this with her and the beast and all this kind of stuff. Keep that in mind. God is going to bring forth his judgment. So what do we do in the meantime? We are to live faithfully. We are to do what it said right here. You know, not participate. Come out from that system. Don't participate in her sins and receive of her plagues. Don't participate. Don't sit there and say, okay, well, God will understand if I do this one time. No. Don't do that. She's going to be paid back. Those who participate with her will be paid back also. And you don't want to be a part of that. Well, again, I'm Dale. We'll press on the next episode, and I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.